This is Timeline from VPR Classical. I'm James Stewart. Rayfon Williams spent 60 years in the public eye as a composer, conductor, professor, and writer. His work set off a renaissance of English music in the 20th century. Von Williams was the youngest of three children, born to Reverend Arthur Von Williams, part of a very prestigious family of lawyers and judges. As a young child, he was encouraged to pursue music, and he quickly excelled at the piano, organ, and violin. Even at an early age, he found himself drawn to composition and studied at the Royal College of Music in London and at Trinity College, Cambridge. However, some of his professors doubted he had what it took to be a successful composer. One classmate recalled overhearing some of the faculty saying that Rafe was so hopelessly bad at it. Later, Von Williams would write that he struggled early in his career in an effort to find his own musical voice. He was unhappy with the current state of music in England, bowing to influences coming from the rest of Europe. He decided that for him, the answer lay in the English folk tradition of the past, an ideal he shared with his longtime friend, Gustav Holst. Von Williams finally found success with his works On One Lock Edge and Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis. He was also instrumental in selecting tunes for the English hymnal. Von Williams had a complicated relationship with religion. He admired the cultural institution of the church, but he personally wavered between atheism and agnosticism. During World War I, he answered the call of patriotism and served his country even though he was already 42 years old. After the war, he took a position at the Royal College of Music. His style of instruction encouraged his pupils to find their own musical voice, much in the same way that he did. And in the midst of his teaching, he still composed. His Fourth Symphony helped secure his status as the premier British composer. During World War II, he worked in the relief effort for German refugees, especially musicians, organizing concerts at the National Gallery. After the war, he struggled with his status as an almost spiritual leader of English music. He was in good health, but almost completely deaf. And in 1951, his wife of 54 years, Adeline, passed away. What followed was a period of travel and lecture. Rayfon Williams died in 1958. His remains were interred at Westminster Abbey alongside the likes of C.V. Stanford and Henry Purcell. His work remains a cultural touchstone of British music. Find out more about the life and influence of Rayfon Williams and follow the timeline at vpr.net/timeline.